This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Russia has banned agriculture imports from any country that has put sanctions on Russia, which includes the United States. The full list of products banned was to be published today. However, Russian media reported all products from the U.S. will be banned. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman said in a statement, "It's unfortunate that the biggest losers in this will be Russian consumers, who will pay more for their food now as well as in the long run." The move follows the latest round of sanctions against Russia imposed by the EU last week, which for the first time targeted entire sectors of the Russian economy. The Associated Press reported Russia depends heavily on imported foodstuffs, particularly in the largest and most prosperous cities such as Moscow. Food and agricultural imports from the U.S. amounted to $1.3 billion last year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and in 2013, the EU's agricultural exports to Russia totaled 11.8 billion euros, or $15.8 billion. CME Group announced on Wednesday the company is conducting what they called an industry outreach regarding the trading hours for the livestock futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The outreach survey comes after request by consumers to review the current electronic trading hours of livestock. An online survey is available until August 19th. You can find the survey at www.cmegroup.com/livestockhours. This Friday, the University of Illinois Master Gardeners of Montgomery County are having a pork and brat sale at the CNB Plaza in Hillsboro to benefit their Farmers Institute. I spoke with Bob Feeney for more information.
Well, this Friday, we're having a pork patty and brat cookout to raise funds for our Farmers Institute, which is going to be held on September the Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th. We have seven categories at the Farmers Institute. Each of these classes have many different categories. Last year we had 420 some entries, and Angela was one of the judges in the ag category, if I remember. So we'd like to have that again this year, and this just raised funds for the prizes that we use for the Farmers Institute.
And that is quite impressive that you have that many entries. And aren't you guys one of the last Farmer Institutes around?
As far as we know, we're the only Farmers Institute, County Farmers Institute in the state. So we want to hang on to that tradition that we've got and established over 124 years ago. This will be our 124th Farmers, not ours, at the Master Gardeners. It was started many years ago by farmers in the area who just wanted to show off their expertise in growing various grains and cattle. And the wives of the farmers would always love to show off their cooking expertise and bring in their jams and jellies in addition to cooking various cakes, pies, etc. So it was a fun event, and it really a long weekend before the county fairs ever started. So the Farmers Institute was initiated just to generate the interest in the farmers. And from what I understand, some of the early farmers came in horse and buggies carrying their bushels of grain and wheat and corn and whatever else they were growing, and the wives brought all the goodies also. So,
well, you guys must be very proud that it's still going strong.
Well, we are. I mean, it's a job that we enjoy doing, and it's more fun than work, really. We have a good time with it. So,
and of course, it would not be possible without something to help fund it, which is what this Friday is all about.
That's what this Friday is all about. We're cooking pork patties from Paris Food and bratwurst from Paris Food, and we have chips, the cookies, which are made by the ladies from the some of the ladies who are master gardeners, and chips and a drink for $6 for lunch and $4 for just a sandwich.
Can you also tell us the time and the place once again so that people can come and check it out if they want to?
It's going to be at the CNB parking lot, which is also in this parking lot for Montgomery County Realty, and the time is from 11 to 1:30. So
All right. Come
and support our project and support the Farmers Institute.
Which will be going on for 124 years now.
124 years, yes.
Again, that was Bob Feeney of the Master Gardeners. Master Gardeners will be holding a pork and brat sale in the CNB parking lot from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. this Friday. This year will mark the fourth year that the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders have done their Grain for Groceries drive. I spoke with Heath Houck for more on Grain for Groceries.
Last year was our best year that we've had so far in the 3 years that we've done it. We were able to raise over $8,000 and give all that money to the local food pantries. And it was a big success. We tried to push it harder last year, and we're going to continue to try to ramp it up this year, and hopefully we can, even with commodity prices seeming to fall some, hopefully we can still help out and give back to our local food pantries.
And I hear that you guys are being honored for your Grain for Groceries efforts.
Yes, we are. Actually, this evening, I'm going to be heading over to Effingham to the CEFS annual meeting, and I'm going to be accepting an award of excellence for community service project. The Montgomery County CEFS was nice enough to nominate us for this award, and we were able to win. We were able to be awarded this for our donations to the CEFS food pantry there in Montgomery County. So that's something that's really nice to be recognized, and we're not for the recognition, but it never hurts.
And if it weren't for all the farmers that donated grain last year, you never would have gotten this recognition.
That's right. I mean, we can't, Montgomery County Farm, the young leaders, we're in charge of the program, but like you say, without our support from the farmers in the county, we would never be able to get the donations that we get. And it's just been nice to see that every year that we've had this program, that we have, other than the year of the drought, which is understandable, we've been able to raise more money. And I don't know, this has always been something that's near and dear to my heart, to give back to the food pantries. And I believe a lot of the farmers in the county also believe the same thing, and it's nice that they give a portion of their crop back. And hopefully this year, with the rain that God has blessed us with here last night, getting a little dry, I hope that many guys will go ahead and donate again this year.
And there is a little bit of concern with donations this year, I assume, because the price of the crops has dropped so much as compared to last year.
Right. But at the same time, I mean, those things are out of our control. And, you know, we've got our goal would, again, I would say, be, I would like to see it in that $10,000 range again, maybe, and try to increase it again this year. And I know that it's going to take more grain, but there's a lot of farmers in the county, and I feel like if everybody were to give some, just give a small portion of that back, it wouldn't be, it's not out of the realm of the possibility of exceeding last year's donation. So, you know, it is what it is, and commodity prices hopefully will bounce back. We probably won't see near what we've seen the last few years, but, you know, all we can do is hope for the generosity of the farmers in the county, and I know that they will know that they'll come through with that, and we'll have another, it's not a doubt in my mind, that we'll have another successful year again this year.
Well, sounds great, and best of luck to you. Now, for those who still are not sure about what Grain for Groceries exactly is or how it works, can you go over how the whole thing works?
Sure can. It's really a simple process. As you go to the elevator this fall, all the elevators in the county are participating. And basically, when you go in, you can tell the clerk in the scale house there that you'd like to donate, whether it be 5, 10, 100, whatever amount of bushels of that load that you're bringing in, you can donate that. Just tell them that you'd like to donate to the Grain for Groceries drive. And it's really as simple as that, because then they'll take care of the rest of it. And like I said, 100% of that money that is raised goes back to our local food pantries. And so it's a simple process. And I just want to, just ahead of time there, you know, thank everybody that's given in the past. And also, you know, like I said earlier, that if every farmer in the county were to just give a small portion of their grain to this program, it's definitely going for a good cause. And if everybody would just think hard about it, even if it's only 5 or 10 bushel, you know, every little bit, every little bit counts. And just want to kind of ahead of time thank those that are going to donate, and we hope that we definitely exceed our goal this year.
Again, that was Heath Houck with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.